Let's begin by singing that song. I really like that song. 178 in our hymn books. Tell me the story of Jesus right on my heart. Every word. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, the sweetest story, the greatest story. Most wonderful story, the story of your love. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. How we love you, Lord. And thank you for your mighty love, your glorious salvation. Thank you for this wonderful story of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing them over again. To me, wonderful words of life, let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this afternoon is a special service, as we can see. And we've heard that we're going down to the water and we're going to have a baptismal service. And our friend John Andriuk is taking this step of obedience to the Lord and consecration to Him. It's because he loves Jesus, because he has heard the call of Jesus, because he has asked the Lord to come into his heart and to help him to live for him all his days. This is an afternoon when we rejoice. We rejoice in the great salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ. And we magnify God's grace and we revel in the love of God in Christ. And I hope that we can all join in with that with all of our hearts. There was a song that I've been wanting to sing. I know we've already sung, but we come into his presence with singing, it says, into his courts with praise. And here's a song of salvation, one of the songs of the Apostle Paul, 193. He said it, I know whom. Although there are many things that I don't know, I know him whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So, John, today you're committing your life to Christ and your whole future and your all. And I am persuaded. I know him. Therefore, I am persuaded that he is able to keep me and perfect that which concerns me. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it together. Let's stand, those who'd like to. 193.